What is this shift?
Do we want to do this?
Let's do it. Bada bing, bada
Okay, I'm ready. Welcome.
welcome to Shift Hit the Fan. We're the shift, you're the fans. Spread it around.
Right. Tell everybody about it.
Heck yeah.
Shift. That's awesome. All right. Well, today we pulled the levers. I'm pointing right at it instead of covering it.
You're like covering like half of it.
As the main part, whole thing, the
Yeah,
Noonies.
just let the vulnerability hang out there.
Got the levers, and we've got the this is the hidden energy, the Queen of Pentacles. And what did you say? For the people who are only listening, you've got on the levers, you've got a what looks like an angel in the background with what looks like the sun, the number six, above it. And we've got a naked man and a naked woman. The woman is looking at the angel. The man is looking at the woman. And there are different trees behind them. The man has a bare tree with just leaves on him. And then the woman has a tree with a serpent and apples, and well, the serpent is coiled around the tree with the head and the apples, and then there's like a pyramid looking mountain behind them. And then
Quite the detail.
that's the yeah, and there's a cloud between them. It almost looks like the angel is like giving blessings. And then we've got the hidden energy of the Queen of Pentacles, which her image is like framed in it looks like roses and leaves, and she's holding a pentacle looking down at it. Like she cares about it. Sitting on what is that? Like it looks like a stone throne. She's sitting outside in nature. Little bunny in the bottom corner. She's got animals all over the throne. And yeah. Just like a lot of life around her. And that's what's hidden. You want to tell the people what you see? Elias, start us off. I really like what you were saying.
So this kind of comes from just what's going on in my life right now. But when I see the levers, I see this interplay between, between people, between the relationships that we have here in this life. And I say that just like whether that's the our actual lover relationships, or whether that's our friendships, or just people we interact with in general, we have this interplay that's going on between us. And this interplay, the way that I see it is that on the one hand, we're all, and this goes back to what you're saying. So I kind of tied in what you were saying with the choices in it. But we all have to make choices. And I think that there's a couple of elements there. There's our self-expression, what we are expressing in life. And then there's this this experience that we're having. And the experience is kind of our own choice in how we view what's happening around us. And yeah, that some of that experience is not is going to be a lot of that experience is going to be out of our hands, but how we choose to feel and see and what perspective we're holding over that experience is going to change. And so as I was navigating this, as I've navigated my own troubles in life with relationships, I've really looked at, well, what is my own authentic experience, and what is it that somebody else needs? And what is the experience, sorry, my own authentic expression versus what is the experiences that I'm giving to somebody else? And how am I honoring and loving their choice to experience life in the way that they want to experience it? How am I honoring their own expression of life? And the way that I was seeing this is that we have this dynamic between, like, I see it as almost like a dependence type thing. If our experience is dependent on somebody else, then our own expression is going to suffer. And if we are allowing somebody else to be, if we are allowing somebody else's expression or experience to be dependent on ourselves, then we're going to start to feel start a little bit resentful. We're going to feel like we're trapped in our place because we're doing all the, where all of our expression in life is based on what somebody else needs or what somebody else wants. And we're staying in this idea of fear. We're afraid to move outside of our realm because everything we do is in honor of somebody else. And so, if we're not able to truly self-express ourselves and be authentically ourselves, or who we are and who we want to be, and given that's a choice, you know, we have a choice to the way that we want to express, but what is our soul calling to in that choice? And are we willing to express it? Are we willing to explore that? And if we're trapped by others, then in my experience, we start to feel, I've started to feel resentful. I've started to feel trapped. I've started to feel like my life isn't my own. Like I don't own my life. And just because I have been giving away all of my choice, all my purpose, all my meaning to other people. And so I think there's, but I think that there's a dynamic that needs to happen there, kind of like a balance where we are self-expressing, we're able to express ourselves in whatever way that we want to express ourselves, but we're also honoring other people's expression and honoring their experience, not necessarily in a way that we are really, I don't know. We're not allowing them to control our expression, but that we are honoring the expression that they need in their life and the experience that they are looking for. And sometimes we don't match what their experience is looking for. We don't match the things that they need. And I think that's okay. And if they don't realize that, if they don't realize that the experience that they are seeking is choking our own expression, then they need to find that somewhere else. But at the same time, I think there's the ability to give to them and say, I see what you're going for. I see the experience that you would want to have, and I see the expression that you want to have, but how can I help you obtain that experience through for yourself? And can I provide that space for you to have the expression that you need? And I think that it goes back to one of our very first conversations of providing space. Can I create space for your expression in life? And can we play with each other with our expressions and create a new type of experience? One that's not necessarily dependent on each other, but one that is intermingled. And in some ways, it's interdependent because you're interacting with each other. You're having that interaction in your relationships. But you're also allowing yourself, each other, to express freely. What is it that's going on inside, and what do you want to, like, how do you want to, how do you want to play with that? And so then I look at what, just kind of tying some of those other parts in, like the Queen of Pentacles here. She's the mother, providing our earthly experience, these bodies that we have. Mother Earth is always what I feel like the mother is for these type of things. So the queen, the mother is the queen of our bodies. She has birthed all of the of what we are. And then in the lovers, there's, like, I was calling it God. It is more angelic. That's kind of blessing. I think I still want to say it's God. It's kind of blessing our consciousness and experiencing all of these different things through us. Experiencing, and this kind of just goes into, like, hermetics, but, like, experiencing its own mind through our minds, through our interplay, through our interactions with each other, through these relationships that we develop in life. And I think that is the blessing that we're given to freely, to choose freely as we want. And we're given bodies, and we're given this mind to be able to explore and play and express and experience what it is to have this life that we're given. So that's what I got from all that.
Nice. What kept coming to mind as you were saying that is like with the lovers, for me what came to mind initially was choice, because that's what I keep hearing that this card is about. But when you're talking about relationships, there was an image that was shared in the alchemy course yesterday. Twitchy shared an image that showed a man with his arms out like Jesus was, looking, down. It's sort of like a rough sketch, and then there's the man and the woman, but they are like, it was called the struggle, and the man and the woman were like, holding on to each other. And so for me, it's like this is all one person. The it's the inner choice. This is the freedom, but there's also that struggle that comes up in learning how to be essentially your own lover. Because what triggered that thought was you were talking about learning to hold the space for others, and it's what we talk about all the time here. Learning to do that and be that for others takes this inner harmony within yourself to be able to fully hold space for somebody, and that's what truly gives us a choice. Because, as you were talking about, Elias, was that you have the choices, you have the way that you choose to react to whatever it is, how you choose to see people, all that. Jeez, I'm really blanking out a lot right now.
Mind wipe.
And that's also a choice, because I was also thinking of conditions, things that happen to us. There are things you have a choice in all of it still. There are things that you can't help that happen to you, but you have a choice in how you react. Because there were so many thoughts that were coming in, and trying to organize them now, right? To be able to get it out, because there's so much that can be said about this dynamic, all that's here. I mean, look at all that you were able to say just just from this stuff, and I'm thinking, and I was like, oh yeah, there's that thought, there's that thought, there's that thought, yeah. that adds to the thing, right? So yeah, so now to try to get out what I was trying to say, there's focus on one thing at a time, right? I have a choice in how I'm gonna deal with that. Am I gonna be overwhelmed? Am I gonna be am I just gonna give up, right? There's this inner relationship that translates into the relationships that we have with everybody else. Because I always think it all starts within. And if you notice, the woman is looking up, the girl-shaped body is looking up at the divine, at the angel, whatever you want to call it, God, source, the giver of the gift of this relationship, of these choices. She's looking up at that, but the man-shaped body is looking at the woman, and that's sort of our inner dynamic where it's like one part of ourselves looks to interact with ourselves. This is the looks to interact with ourselves in certain ways. Let me finish that thought before I move on. And so the male, for me, the way that I've learned it is the male represents the conscious mind. The female represents the subconscious mind. So the subconscious is, of course, going to be looking at the divine. It's going to be aware of different things than the conscious. But the conscious has to learn to woo, basically, and seduce the female as if it's the lover. That's how we convince ourselves of whatever it is that we want to manifest. Like Elias convinced me that this was a good idea just by saying the idea of doing, the podcast, right? There was something about the energy of it all, and I looked up here. There was no resistance. There was a full yes. So I jumped into it, right? So it's sort of that dynamic, right? And the snake right by her ear, right? That could have been whatever it was that was trying to talk me out of whatever, but there was nothing. The snake was like, you're not gonna die. You're not gonna die from this, right? The snake was there to tell me the truth. And that's where the choice is. Like, things will happen, but there's a choice in how you're gonna be and how you're gonna react from it. And and there's always a choice. And like I said, things will always happen. We have conditions. Just about every one of us has some sort of condition, mentally, that and then there's the world and the conditions in the world and learning how to interact with it. That's always a choice. You allow the thing to happen, that's also a choice. But what are you going to say about it after it just happened? And that's where you really show just how nurturing and queenly like you are. Like, that's the stuff that's going to be running in the background. You're the mother of this. You can put this whole little scene inside of that pentacle, because that's what it takes to manifest something. And that's what you're holding on to, is the lover scene in here, when this is the hidden energy. And when the Queen of Pentacles, it's like what's giving you life, and you're also sitting inside of it. It's all yours. It's all, when you know you have this, the choices are always easy. And that's what I was thinking. Hopefully I got all my thoughts out. That was
Yeah.
a little journey with Brian.
Oh, good. I really love this idea of, to me, it's going back to that idea of taking the leap of faith. Like, we have a body. Go experience something. Go get out of your comfort zone. Experience something new, something different. You know, I think about the job that I took now. Like, I went from software engineer to quality assurance engineer, and it was such a huge difference, a huge, like, I don't know, it was such a huge thing for my mind of like worrying about changing and all this different stuff. But I was like, why? Just go for it. Try it. Try something new. Try something different. And I think there's such beauty in that of like when you know you have a body and you know life's short, take some chance. Take some, I don't know, some a little bit of risk. Jump into the unknown and express yourself differently. Discover new things about yourself and find that journey, that path that you have, and explore yourself, explore your body, explore the environment that's around you, explore other people and their minds and the experience that you can have with them. And I think that was the beauty behind the serpent in the garden, is that Adam and Eve were in the garden, and they would have, you know, according to the story, they would have stayed in there forever had they not partaken of the fruit. And it's when we had this conversation right before of like better and best, like they might have been in the best conditions for in most ideal conditions for them, but it ne wasn't necessarily better, because best is stagnant. Best means that you aren't changing. You're just in that best condition. There's no growth there. But if you are stepping into better, to into something that's better, then you're saying, oh, there's more. There's more I can experience, more I can see and know and get to know myself more. And that's where life gets really exciting. You learn to express yourself differently, express yourself in different ways. You learn more things about the world around you. You use your mind more, your body more. And I think there's such beauty in that of just taking that choice, taking that choice to take a little bit of a risk. And I feel like so many of my own decisions have been, there's no right answer. Just go take the choice, make the choice. And then what you do with that afterwards is the biggest part. You know, the choice itself isn't the wrongdoing. It's not the sin. You didn't put your life on some really bad trajectory. I mean, you can look if you at your story and say, wow, that was a crazy thing that I did. And you can resent it if you want to, or you just say, wow, look at the trajectory that took me on, and look at the choices that I made, and look at all these things I got to know about myself because I took that journey, because I took that step in a different direction that was not the security, not the safety, not the, you know, not the stagnancy of the best ideal situation. And then life happens. Life is always going to happen. Might as well make it interesting.
I remembered something that I had thought of before. Shouldn't have said that. Now I don't remember. Just kidding.
Kaboom, out of your mind.
Remembered. Shh. Jinx. I mean, oh yeah, when people when people say you don't give away your power, this is all of this, that's what we're talking about. That's what that means, is like, because that's where you give away your power, is in reacting, or saying you have no other choice but to react a certain way. You're at the effect of this thing. And and like people keep trying to remind us, we always have a choice in how we react because there are millions of people going through similar situations or the same situations, and they don't react the way that we just decided to react. So that's the difference between a choice and a decision. When you make a decision, you've cut off every other option. When you're making a choice, it's freely. It's without all of this reasoning, without all of this, you're just stepping into something because it's like what it's because it's because you did, right? So if you start talking about the thing, making yourself bad and wrong, you may not make the right choice. You may make something that you regret later, but it's when you start talking about that was stupid, that was all this stuff. That's your reaction. That's where you're giving away your power instead of being like, well, I was human. That's just the choice that I made in the moment because I made that choice. You know, that's where you don't want to, because it's a gift. It's a divine gift to be human, to have choice. And there is no right or wrong choice. There's a choice that you're going to learn from, and a choice that that's going to move you forward. There's a choice that's going to, you know, tell you what your instincts are, just what your instinct to act on in these situations. It's all information. They're going to teach you something regardless. And the more you know that, the more that you allow yourself that freedom to just make choices, to just act naturally, without having to overthink everything. That's when you truly have a choice. You get to know who you are, and then you get more choices of whether or not to continue in those reactions. Now you know better. Now, you know, rather than beating yourself up over that or regretting or whatever, you learn, you grow, and ta-da,
Yeah.
what you're growing into, because you've not beat yourself up in the process. And that's how you learn
Yeah.
and to grant space and be that for others.
Absolutely. I think of a kid. You ask them why they do something, they don't know. They just did it. It just was what the reaction was or what their exploration was. Like I remember as a kid, my dad asked me, like, why'd you do this? Or like he would go on all these, and I was actually going through this in my shadow today of like, why do I have such a hard time communicating the things that I'm deciding to do? And it's because as a kid, I just did stuff. And my dad like would always go through these logic things with me and be like, this is what I would have done, and you should have done this, and blah 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 blah. And he'd lecture me, and I never had a like I never got to communicate my own self-expression in a lot of ways. And as I've gone like go through as I've thought about that more, like I don't know that I still think that all of our logic is still illogical because we're trying to like calculate all this probability in our head and logically think about a decision or lo logically think about why something happened. And that can help in a lot of instances. It can help increase probability of something else happening. But at the same time, there's always that unknown state. You don't know what's going to happen. And the thing that, I mean, all we have to do is just make a decision, make a choice. And I really love this thought that I think we shared it last week, but something I read recently, the difference between thought and thinking. Thought is just what pops in your mind. It's the intuitive thought that happens with when you say, what color is the sky? Oh, blue. That's a thought. But then you start thinking about the sky being blue, and there's like all this reasoning and like, wait, what is the sky? And like, there's the space out there and that's dark. And then you can like, all that starts to get really heavy, and it can be fun. You can make thinking fun, but a lot of times when we're thinking about the thought that we had, like, how much money do you want to make? Oh, I want to make $1 million. Oh, that's too much money. Oh, I'll never be able to do that. Suddenly it got heavy. And you're like, wait, what? Why not make $1 million? Why not go for that? People do it all the time. And we can think ourselves out of all of these different things that we do in life. And we can, the more we think, the more bogged down we will get. Unless you know how to make your thinking light and enjoyable and something that's just pleasurable. You're not like, if you can take the fear out of your thought, out of your thinking, then you're able to just play with all these different concepts. But I think that's the thing, is making everything just light, and know that you still have a body, you're still making choices, you're still doing these things. And with the Queen of Pentacles there, the abundance that we have, the abundance that is our life, that is our body. What can we do with our body? What can we do with the talents that have been given to us? And how can we invest those? And I think that investment is really just expressing ourselves and experiencing experiencing life and what it is, what it's like to interact with each other and with this world that is around us. Nappies.
That's all Brian wants to give on my end. I don't know if
That's what we got.
you have any other thoughts.
That's all I got. The shift has entered the fan, and it's splatting the world.
Careful, it's gonna hit you. And if
Gonna
it
hit you, and you're gonna have to clean yourself up. Might
yes.
as well roll around in it, have some fun.
That's right. Get used to the smell of it and the feel of it. It's gonna feel weird at first, but you'll get used to it. And then
There
you're
you
gonna
go.
love it. Yeah.
Magical stuff.
Yeah.
Y'all are amazing. We love you. Go make some cool decisions.
We do love you. With all my hearts. Bye, shifties.
Let the shift hit the fan, let the shift hit the fan.